Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you come on board with us and join in the dialogue and discussion. We're looking forward to your input, your questions, your comments as we look at the issue of the day. Today we're going to be talking about freedom is on the ballot. Freedom, American freedom, individual freedom, our freedom as American citizens is on this ballot, the presidential ballot, November the 3rd, exactly 1 week from today. I don't know about you, but that's an awesome, staggering, sobering thought to me that the ballot that we cast on November the 3rd will make the determination. It will be the deciding point of whether or not we have a free nation. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, we need to vote, especially as Christians. We need to vote. We need to realize that our liberties, our freedom as American citizens, and the future legacy for our nation that we leave behind, for our sons and daughters and our grandkids and for generations to come, those determinations, that legacy, is right now in the balance. You and I will make the determination as to the direction that our nation will take. Now, I say that very seriously, and I hope in a somber enough tone that you understand the gravity of it. It's not something to be taken glibly, lightly, or as in some cases where there's some Christians that are just refusing to vote. Some have the idea that because Donald Trump is a flawed human being, that we need not vote for him because it'll be antithetical to biblical truth. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is simply not so. It is simply untrue. In fact, the major thing that we need to understand, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. It is Psalms 33:12, and it's one of the things that we need to recognize that is so vital for us today. I believe we have Aaron on the line. Go with your question or comment, please. Hello.
Hey, is this Dr. Youngblood?
Yes.
Hey, this is Aaron.
Yes, Aaron, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, your grandson-in-law, Aaron. I'm here with Olivia and Eli. I just wanted to let you know we just got done voting. We voted for freedom for our country and freedom to continue worshiping Christianity.
Amen. Well, brother, I appreciate you letting me know that. It's a blessing to hear from you. I hope that you're doing well and you're keeping all of the folks at JSO in line. But thankful to hear that you voted. And what was the primary focus and rationale behind your vote for President Trump?
Yeah, well, it wasn't necessarily voting for him because he's Republican or because I like a name, but it's more or less what I try to explain to people is, you know, I'm not voting for a person. You know, I'm voting for an idea. I'm voting for a future. And he's the one candidate that I can see that our values can continue to be upheld and we'll have security for this nation. And we'll continue to have the freedom we've always enjoyed.
Amen. Well, I don't know if I could have stated it any more succinctly or correctly than you have, and that's what our listeners need to understand today. Thank you so much for your call and for your input. Thank you that you've already voted. And thank you that you've taken the stand that I believe every listener tuned in today needs to adhere to. Thank you so much, and God bless you today. Ladies and gentlemen,
sir,
we're
talking about... Thank you for all you do for us.
Pardon? Go ahead.
So thank you for all that you do for us.
And yes, for, thank you. God bless you.
Listen to the show.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about freedom. Our freedom is on the ballot. And just as Aaron just stated so succinctly, it's not voting for a man. It's voting for our Bill of Rights. It's voting for our liberties. It's voting for our freedom of worship, our freedom to have the movement that we have in America today, the capitalistic constitutional republic that we have, the representative form of government. Ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about issues, I want to remind you that we do so based on the authority of Scripture. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. He made that statement to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32. And then in John 14:6, Jesus said, I am truth. It is the truth of the word of God. And Jesus then says in John 17:17, thy word is truth. And ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the word of God that ought to influence our lives, mandate and motivate what we do and say in our life. It should be the very thing that we seek after in this election cycle in particular, that we stand for truth. And it's the truth of the word of God that ought to be the motivation for us. And we'll talk about that further in this broadcast, but there are some folks today that think that we need to vote for a person that's perfect, that is without sin. And the only person that was like that on the face of the earth was Jesus Christ himself. But we need to recognize that truth is on the ballot also. It was George Orwell, the secularist of a number of years ago, that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. If you don't believe that, just look at Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, AOC, and the other three, as they've come to be known. In fact, you can just watch them rejecting truth when it came down time to vote for Amy Coney Barrett as a Supreme Court justice, and all of the Democrats summarily got up and walked out of the room. Some, in fact, Hirono, who I believe it's one of the liberal female senators, walked up to the speaker's stand and did a thumbs down with a immoral statement about no, not just no, but blank no, that she's voting no. She wanted to understood. And ladies and gentlemen, that's a spit in the face of anything that's called truth. They'd gone through the hearings, and the Senate had listened to all of the questions and gave all of the questions and listened to all of the answers from Amy Coney Barrett. And I don't know if it'd be any better, more pristine candidate than Donald Trump had, President Trump had selected. And I'm thankful to see that she was sworn in last evening, late last evening. I'm thankful for that. But ladies and gentlemen, it goes back to truth. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that made a powerful statement that I believe ought to impress our lives. He says, therefore, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That ought to be our position. That regardless of what the world says, regardless of what the opposition party says, regardless of what Joe Biden says, regardless of what Kamala Harris says, in fact, they say that President Trump lies, and I don't know who's counting, but one of the naysayers on the Communist Network News said that President Trump had lied about 22,000 times. I don't know who's the bean counter who's making that decision, but as I listen to Kamala Harris and I listen to Joe Biden and his trying to give himself wiggle room on every issue that he's previously been against, now he says he's for. Those things he says he is against now, those that he was for previously. So it's a little, how would you say, disingenuous to say that President Trump tells lies and that Joe Biden is the only one that's the truth maker out there. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to adhere to that, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth. If you're not going to, if you're going to listen to Communist Network News, if you're going to listen to MSNBC and the other networks, you're not listening for truth. You're not looking for truth. And so we need to understand that there's the truth, and then there's a twisting of the truth and a falsehood. So we need to stick to listening to the truth and learning the truth, loving the truth. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe there'll be a time in our day before the rapture of the church takes place that as Christians, we will have to defend the truth even at the risk of our own lives. And may I say to you, I believe that it'd be a worthy cause for us to stand as Christians for truth. Even in this election cycle, we need to stand, even though some would be against what we say, we need to stand for truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowners with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time is the hurricane has the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the Honda generators. Tools for Time has the knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the backup power generation equipment for hurricane preparedness, as well as your questions that you may have about landscape and lawn care equipment for the homeowner as well as the professional. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Find that gigantic flag 165 feet there with Old Glory flying 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about freedom on the ballot today. Do you realize that as Americans, today, America is free? America is free. Ladies and gentlemen, we're the freest nation on the face of the globe. And yet we, in fact, we're not the free nation, freest nation on the face of the globe. Could someone answer for me why all of the immigrants from around the world are wanting to come into America? You don't find anybody saying, I want to immigrate to Venezuela. You don't see anybody saying, I want to immigrate to North Korea. You don't see anyone says, I want to immigrate to China or Russia or any of the other nations where the Bible is banned, where prayer is banned, where God is banned. You don't find anybody who wants to immigrate to those nations. But all of the folks that wanted to immigrate from around the world want to come to America. And that is the reason, ladies and gentlemen, because we are a free nation. America, we have freedoms to speak out against the government. We have freedom to worship today as we please. You can just look at China today, ladies and gentlemen, and they're destroying churches, any building that's got a cross on it. You might recall just a few years ago, they started removing crosses from the spires of church buildings. They found it to be offensive for Chinese people, so they decided they'd start taking the crosses down. Then they started demolishing churches. Today, they're demolishing churches. They're imprisoning pastors. They're putting in prison Christians. They're burning Bibles. They're burning any Christian literature. They're putting people in the gulag, the prisons, if they meet in their homes and have private worship in their homes. There's a major crackdown. There's a major persecution and prosecution of Christians today in China. We don't face that in America today. Americans are free to defend our family and our faith and the future of our nation. We're free to defend our flag. And yet it is so heartbreaking to see some of the thuggery that takes place in our streets with the Black Lives Matter, socialist, Marxist, Maoist, communist organizations that's backed and sponsored and supported by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the entire left. And yet they claim that it's because of skin pigmentation or the color of a person's skin. No, it's not. Black Lives Matter has nothing to do with skin pigmentation. Black Lives Matter, as they say themselves, they're a group of highly trained, well-organized Marxists with the designed purpose of overthrowing the United States of America. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, we have multitudes of black pastors today that will stand in the pulpit and recommend Black Lives Matter, will vote for a candidate that stands for Black Lives Matter, and will take a stand that Black Lives Matter is good for black lives. Ladies and gentlemen, listen. It is not. If Black Lives Matter had anything to do with protecting black lives, they would be inundating Chicago and many of the other places and cities across America that are blue cities and states today to save black lives. But that's not their intent. That's not their goal. Their goal, their intent, is to overthrow, to eradicate, to eviscerate, to destroy our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. But as we stand today, ladies and gentlemen, we're a free nation. We are a free people. Americans enjoy our freedom as no other nation on the face of the globe. We are the recipients today, ladies and gentlemen, of our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. And in that Bill of Rights, I don't know if you've taken time to read it. I don't know if you've looked at our Bill of Rights and what the Bill of Rights actually say. The first one, the First Amendment in our Constitution, which starts the Bill of Rights, ladies and gentlemen, Congress shall make no laws respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free speech, free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of press, or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for redress or grievances. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't find that any place on the face of the globe. You won't find that any place on the face of God's green earth, except for the United States of America. We have that freedom today. I want to impress you with the fact, ladies and gentlemen, that we are a free people, and our Bill of Rights, our freedom, is on the ballot 7 days from now. Ladies and gentlemen, you can call 831-0917, 831-0917. A telephone call gets you directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your questions, your comments. If you've already voted, tell me who you voted for. You don't have to give your full name or anything that would identify you publicly. Tell us who you voted for, why you voted. We had a caller earlier, Aaron. He called and said they'd already voted. They'd voted for the President Trump, but it wasn't just for the man. It was for our freedoms. And ladies and gentlemen, you can't speak any more precisely, concisely, directly, and correctly than that. So if you voted, tell me who you voted for and why you voted for the candidate that you voted for and what is the rationale behind it. We're the recipients, ladies and gentlemen, today, because of our founding fathers giving us our Constitution and our Bill of Rights, we enjoy religious liberties. We're blessed to be able to travel across our state and our nations without having to be asked for papers, please, or to produce some documents to allow us to go from city to city. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand the value of, the preciousness of, our liberties that we have, and the freedoms that we have today in America. I believe we have Joseph on the line. Go over your question or comment, please.
Yes, Pastor, I believe that only Christians or those with godly discernment can perceive truth accurately. Also, progressives and Democrats have rationalized murder as a woman's right to control her body. But Ronald Reagan asked the question, what about the rights of the baby? Progressives and Democrats have sugarcoated and rationalized same-sex marriage as a right equal to civil rights rights. But if everybody was gay, the human race would quickly become extinct. The story of Sodom and Gomorrah clearly shows what God thinks about homosexuality. Those are my comments.
You're exactly right, Joseph. Thank you so much for that input. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't realize what we're being told and the lie that we're being fed by the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party. And that is that somehow, some way, because the extreme court years ago made Roe versus Wade the law and says that abortion is legal. Ladies and gentlemen, according to Exodus chapter 20 and verse 13, it's still murder in God's sight. A woman, as Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party say that it's a woman's right. A woman has no right to murder. And that's exactly what, ladies and gentlemen, listen, if it is not murder, we have a bifurcation in our laws today. If there's a traffic accident and a drunk driver smashes into an automobile with a pregnant mother in the car, and the mother and the baby are both killed, that individual is charged with double manslaughter. Why is that so if that infant in the womb is not a human being, if it is not life? God created life. Life is precious. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist Democratic Party, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris say that that's all right. That is every woman's right. And Joe Biden said that he's going to enforce that through legislation and through executive order via the House Bill 5, which is the Equality Act, which includes abortion on demand at any level up to, through, and including the birth of the baby. As the governor of the state of Virginia has said glibly, that they will take that baby, put it over on a table, and keep it comfortable until it dies. Ladies and gentlemen, that's murder. And yet we have those in the on the left that say that that's all right. They have rationalized and come to the conclusion that somehow, some way, it must be all right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not. Today, Americans are free to exercise our Second Amendment rights of self-defense. Now, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. Our founding fathers codified that in our Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment. Someone said the Second Amendment is given the right to keep and bear arms, that it will help us to protect our First Amendment right, the right of free speech and religious liberties. But, ladies and gentlemen, Nations around the globe do not have that freedom. Chinese Christians today are being prosecuted and persecuted simply because they have no methodology of self-defense. North Koreans, the Christians, are being put in the gulag, slave labor until death, are incarcerated, and then ultimately killed as a result of not having any way to defend themselves. The Second Amendment right is to our freedom in Americans, as Americans, to be able to defend ourselves against a repressive government over us. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm talking about today is that we have a freedom, and that freedom, our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, our representative form of government and constitutional republic, all of that is literally on the ballot. That's not written out in that fashion on the ballot, but it is on the ballot. Your vote today, my vote, this November the 3rd, as we vote, we're voting for the continuation of our constitutional republic with our freedoms that we have within the confines of our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. Ladies and gentlemen, we're voting for our Bill of Rights. It is on the line. It is on the ballot. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, we need to realize that all of this is found on our ballot. And on November the 3rd, our vote will determine, our vote will decide, if we continue a nation of freedoms, or will it be a nation run by socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist Democrats? And listen, ladies and gentlemen, if by chance, if God does not divinely intervene and reelect President Donald J. Trump, if by some stretch of the imagination we lose the Senate and we allow the socialist, Marxist, BLM Democrats to remain in control of the House, we will simply have waived any right, any authority for a two-party system for the next 50, 100 years, or until Jesus returns or calls us home in the rapture of the church. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize the solemnity and the seriousness of this vote. This election will make the determination of the trajectory and the legacy of the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, if Christians, if conservatives, if patriot Americans want to continue to be blessed by our freedoms and enjoy our liberties, we must cast our ballot. We must cast our place, our vote for President Donald J. Trump. Listen very carefully. In 2016, 31 million Christians failed to vote. We'll talk about it further in this broadcast. Some of the ones that were the promulgators that caused that, some of the stark pious, perfect people that are standing in pulpits and claim that we ought not to vote for anyone that has flaws morally and ethically in their lives. And that's exactly what happened in 2016. That's exactly what is taking place with so many today, is trying to say that you ought not to vote for Trump because look at what he's done. Look at his background. I believe we have Jose on the line. Go over to question and comment, please.
Hey, brother. I just called in to tell you, I spoke with a friend of mine in Cuba, and to my surprise, guess what they told me? We are praying for the United States. You guys need to elect Donald Trump. He's a friend of the Christians. And I said, what do you mean by that? You know, because I want to know the bottom of it. He said, because when this your country is the place where you guys send people to preach the gospel to every nation, because you got the facility. You got the economy, the money to do it. It's easy for you to travel to many nations. And we here in Cuba, we need more missionaries in America to come to Cuba to spread the gospel. If Trump doesn't win, I'm pretty sure that's going to be cut out because this other party, they are anti-Christian. I was, wow. They told me they are praying in Cuba for this election. So I think the people that live under communism for so many years, they see how bad it is, something that the liberals, Democrats here don't want to see. This is amazing to me. And I was so happy to see that the Christian community are praying for the United States so we can elect Donald Trump, which is not perfect, but hey, at least he has fear of God, and he's pro-Israel, and that's good enough for me. So our entire family already voted for the Republicans and for Donald Trump. So that's Amen. My comment, brother.
Well, you bring up a unique perspective, if I can jump in for a moment, a unique perspective that I had not considered, and yet it is mm-hmm. very, very rational to think and understand in that fashion. Listen, if we lose our liberties in America, our freedom of religion, our freedom of speech, if that is lost, and it's on the ballot, and if a vote for Joe Biden is a vote against our Bill of Rights, and if that is lost, we lose that freedom of promulgating the gospel around the world. Because yeah. we would lose the freedom for Christian organizations, for Christian churches, for Christian colleges and universities, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I could go into great detail of how that is not just possible, but is absolutely going to take place if Joe Biden and Kamala Harris become president, vice president of the United States of America. And so your folks in Cuba that made that observation, they're exactly right. And I commend them for that. That's exactly what we need to do, is we need to vote and we need to pray.
Yeah, and these are native Cubans. They are born there, but they know that we go there on missions. And he sees that now with this pandemic, there's now many Christian groups going to Cuba, and they are praying. So those restrictions, they lifted, and the people from America can come and continue spreading the gospel because there's a huge need in Cuba. So even they, the people and the communism, they see who is on God's side. But it's unfortunate that the liberals, all the Democrats here, they hate so much the Christian and they hate so much Israel, which is something for us to vote against them. God bless you, brother. And I love you, brother, and I love you. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Love you. And we praise the Lord for you. Keep on keeping on and stand for truth and continue to spread the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. President Trump, ladies and gentlemen, has done more to protect and to preserve our religious liberties, our freedom of speech, our Second Amendment rights than any other president in recent history. I don't know if you've considered that or not, but President Trump has protected our religious liberties. He has protected our freedom of worship. He has stood for our Second Amendment. He's protected our southern borders. He has stood with Israel. He has stood for life in the mother's womb and against abortion. President Trump has protected our Bill of Rights. He has helped our military as no other previous modern president. President Trump is pro-marriage, pro-family, pro-life, pro-faith, pro-freedom, pro-flag, more than any other president in recent history. I am saddened to see some Christians that say otherwise. But, ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that our freedoms are on the ballot. Our religious liberties, our freedom is on the ballot. In fact, I'm looking at an October issue of Decision Magazine 2020, an article that's in that magazine, wonderful issue this month. It says, on the issues of religious freedom, the Trump administration has very deliberately tried to establish a favorable record. Since President Trump took office, the Department of Justice, DOJ, has actively intervened in a number of cases involving religious discrimination. And at the U.S. Supreme Court, the DOJ argued alongside ADF and two critical religious freedom victories protecting faithful Christians from being coerced to express themselves in conflict with their religious beliefs. Further, the DOJ has also filed many briefs in the lower courts supporting First Amendment rights, including cases in which churches have been singled out for the special restrictions during COVID-19. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that our Bill of Rights, our religious liberties, our freedoms are on the ballot, and therefore we need to vote accordingly. As we think about this election, and some of the prognosticators are already saying that it may be days, weeks, or even a month before we know the outcome of the election, we need to pray that God will divinely intervene. He intervened in November of 2016. This is the reason we have President Trump today, is the divine intervention of God. We need to, ladies and gentlemen, pray and seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways, and ask God to heal our land. We're going to take about a 1 minute break for the top of the hour news. Let me invite you to continue to hang on. Don't turn your dial as we continue in just a moment. Face the issue today. We're talking about freedom being on the ballot for November the 3rd election.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.